Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God that this is the day the Lord has made, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. Amen. I'd like to begin this broadcast, first of all, by prayer, and then we're going to continue on in the message I've been sharing on the power that we have as believers in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your love, which sent Jesus into the world, and his love and his willingness to come and be the perfect lamb, our sacrifice for sin. And Lord, we thank you that you've adopted us, every believer, Lord, into the family of God. Father, we ask for greater and greater understanding and revelation of your word. No matter how long, how many decades we may have walked with the Lord, or how young we may be, Father, we're asking for the power of the Holy Spirit to anoint and open up the word of God, Perhaps if we've walked with you for a length of time, Lord, the passages of Scripture are very familiar, but Lord, there's deeper depths, higher heights you would have us understand and walk in, that we might bring glory to the name of Jesus. We thank you for salvation. We thank you, Lord, for all the wonderful promises that are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Bless us now, Lord, as we draw nigh to you, as we open up the Word of God, open our spirits to receive revelation, understanding, and knowledge, that we may do the works that you have called us to do, and even greater works, as Jesus said, in the matchless name above every name, the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is in His name that we go forth. Last week, I did share a passage of Scripture in the Gospel of Mark, that's verse 15 through 20. And these are the words of Jesus. He said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Verse 19, "So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word that they spoke, with signs following." Praise God. Now, as I shared last week, there are some in the body of Christ, even some of the many versions or translations of the Bible that have come out in recent decades that say that verses 9 through 20 are really not in the most ancient manuscripts. The NIV, for example, says the two most reliable early manuscripts do not have verses 9 through 20. All right, beloved, let's just, from a reasonable, logical point of view, and I do a lot of writing since I've been in ministry. I mean, I write the personal letters, I write the monthly letters, and let me just share what's the chapter Mark 16 all about. Well, verse 1 says, "When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him." And so that's what they did. They came to the tomb, and they saw a young man, verse 5, sitting on the right side, guys clothed with a white garment. It was an angel. They were scared. And he said, this is verse 6, be not affrighted, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He's risen. He's not here. Behold the place where they laid him. Verse 7, but go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him as he said unto you. Verse 8, now this is where some would just cut it off. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they were trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. End the Gospel of Mark. Really? What author is going to end his manuscript, his work, his writings, accountings of the miracles of Jesus, and end it there? No, verse 20 ends the Gospel. They went forth. They did what Jesus commanded, preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and the interesting thing, confirming the word that they preached with signs and wonders following. Why would Jesus want his power to be displayed through the disciples so the message would be believable, that the very works that Jesus did, he entrusted his church with? He said, tarry in Jerusalem, you'll receive power from on high. That was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And through the power that they demonstrated in preaching the word was the actuating force, if you will, that caused men to believe these men had power. These men weren't just talking of some strange new doctrine, but they were preaching the very anointed Word of God, and that power that is in the Word of God was confirmed. Praise God. And as I shared last week, there are 420 Greek manuscripts, 680 of them contain the Gospel of Mark, and only two of them don't have the disputed verses. So 678 do have verses 9 through 20. The three Latin versions all have them. This was never questioned until the 4th century. Now, think back to the beginning. What did the devil say? Hath God said to Adam and Eve that you shouldn't? Well, hath God said that we really should do the same works that Jesus did and greater works? Well, of course, the work of the devil is to question. So, of course, modern theologians, modern critics of the simple gospel that Jesus gave us, as recorded by those who were with him, obviously they want to strip the power from the gospel. And when Jesus said, these signs shall follow those who believe, Mark 16, 17, notice that this is an open-ended statement. There's no time designation here. Contrary to many who say the day of miracles are over, Jesus never said nor implied any such thing. It's all those who believe. Now, if you don't believe it, well, nah, I guess you won't see those signs. But those who believe, think about it. Say it with me. Those who believe in my name, in my authority. It's not in who you are, what your labels are. It's in the name of Jesus. Remember, Father, the Father hath exalted him and given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. These are maybe very familiar passages, but my purpose in sharing this is to instill in you a greater reverence, a greater revelation for the name of Jesus and the responsibility and the power we've been entrusted with as believers. Those who believe, beloved, they shall cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. That speaks of that spiritual dimension, that we will do the works of Jesus. And once we receive that power as the disciples did on the day of Pentecost, baptized in the Holy Ghost, speaking with new tongues. That's what that's referencing. Then it talks about the work that we will do. They shall take up serpents. Does that refer to snake handling? No, beloved. It means that in our personal lives and in the realm of authority that God has given us on this earth, that we are to challenge and not put up with demonic power. Just as we could drink any deadly thing, it won't harm us. Why? Because we are temples of the Holy Ghost. Now, we don't tempt God. Remember one of the temptations of Jesus? Satan took him up to a high temple and says, cast yourself down. You're not going to get hurt. And did Jesus do that? He could have, but he said, no, you shall not test or tempt the Lord your God. We're not going to do foolish things. We're not going to drink poison and say, well, this isn't going to hurt me. We're not going to pick up snakes. They're not going to bite me and cause it to be deadly to us. No, that's not what the scripture is saying. But it does indicate that we have, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, what did they say to Nebuchadnezzar? They said, our God is able to deliver us, but if he will not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not bow down and worship or serve your gods. And there was the form of a fourth man, the son of man, in the fire with them. And so, beloved, we've been called to a high and a holy calling. After the Lord spoke unto them, it says he was received up to heaven and sat at the right hand of God. He's praying for you and I, beloved. If you don't believe it, well, obviously, then those words aren't for you. In fact, there are many things, if you don't believe it, you ought to just rip that out of your Bible. I mean, it's there. So if you don't believe it, you know, just take it right out. But for me in my house, for every born-again, spirit-filled, son-bought daughter and child of God, we believe the words of Jesus. And he's commissioned us to go forth in his name. I'm thinking back to a time years ago, I was meeting with a partner in Phoenix. Her son was there. He was having a problem with his hands. I just prayed a simple prayer. Later on, as we had lunch together, he said, the pain's gone. Well, that's what we're supposed to do. I love you, beloved. If you have specific prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer is going to share our contact information. If you prefer the convenience of email, that's wonderful. I will confirm receipt and pray. But if you would like a personal answer, I ask you to share your mailing address, and I'll send back, which over the years, there's been testimonies of how God ministers through the ministry of correspondence. I love you and pray for you every day. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, yeah.